Live Sports Minute.
Live the Web Girl, bringing it hot this morning with some sports stuff. What up?
The NFL is back, baby, and I am so excited. Week one was so good. Okay, so the Colts played the Los Angeles Chargers, and yes, they did lose in overtime, but I think we have to give them a little slack because they lost their starting quarterback like 2 weeks ago, and Jacoby Brissett was not looking bad at all. If their kicker, Vinatieri, did not miss those two field goals and that extra point, the Colts would have won.
Oh, and I love Adam Vinatieri. He's my bud.
I know. And he has never missed two field goals ever in a game. So it's very out of character. But I honestly have so much confidence in them. Also, did you all see that one-handed interception that Malik Hooker had? Yes, it was honestly breathtaking. So the Colts take on the Tennessee Titans this week in Nashville at 1 o'clock. And the Titans did beat the Browns last week. But honestly, I'm feeling confident with the Colts. The Titans are expected to win, but you know, so were the Chargers, and it was a fight for them to win that one. And the Texans played in a crazy, crazy Monday Night Football game. Did any of you guys watch it?
I saw the highlight. I'm like, wow. Yeah, yes. I watched it in the morning after.
Okay, so just to kind of paint a picture of how crazy it was, there were three scoring plays within the last minute, which is insane. It was so electric. And then the Saints ended up scoring a 58-yard field goal as the time expired to beat the Texans 30-28. So they did lose, but again, it was so close, and it came down to the last seconds. And this week, they're taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars at home at 1 p.m. on Sunday, and the Texans are expected to win. By the way, Deshaun Watson has been looking phenomenal, so I am very excited for the Texans this season. And then Odell Beckham kind of made some news. Did you guys see anything about this?
Yeah, isn't he the wide receiver for the Browns that was wearing like a $250,000 watch?
Yes. So his watch, literally $250,000. So it's a plastic watch, but he is wearing it as he is playing, which is insane. He is getting tackled and tackled over and over again, and he's wearing a $250,000 watch.
And he won't take it off.
No, he will not take it off. He refuses to.
It helps with my receiving ability.
Yeah, he says that's just me. That's just my flair. That's my style. I am living for the day that that watch gets shattered because I think it's just going to be hilarious because it's going to happen.
Are there no rules as far as that? Wouldn't that go with like jewelry or watches?
Well,
or
yeah,
anything?
But it's plastic.
Oh, I see.
So that's why he can get away,
gets
with,
away
it.
With it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, and then also pork chop. Have you heard this about your beloved Jets?
Yeah, I know.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Sam Darnold, their starting quarterback, is out with mono. Which is hilarious because you just don't hear about grown men getting mono. Normally you hear about like juniors in high school getting it, but he's out. They're saying he might be like back for week 5.
Yeah.
But honestly, I've seen mono last like 6 to 8 weeks.
And they play Monday Night Football this week.
Yeah, they do. So it's not a good look. And then some basketball news. LeBron James was denied. He tried to get his little Taco Tuesday saying trademarked, and they denied him, which I am so happy about. That's great news. You cannot claim Taco Tuesday as your own, in my opinion. And then did you guys see Kobe Bryant's hilarious Instagram post?
I did not. No, I didn't see it. What was
okay,
it?
Okay, so he posted a picture with his elementary girls basketball team that he coaches and basically roasted them in the caption. He said, "Here's our fourth place," in parentheses, "winners picture," LOL, kind of roasting them that they got fourth place. And then he goes in on one of the little girls and he said, "One player missed the game for a dance recital, so that should tell you where her focus was at the time." This is classic Kobe. I love it. He just has no social regards, even for an elementary basketball team. I think it's hilarious. I love Kobe Bryant. And that's my Sports Minute.
Live the Web Girl with your Sports Minute.
Live Sports Minute.
Thank you, Live the Web Girl. All right, well. Who needs $50,000? Yeah, I'm talking to Live the Web Girl and producer Pork Chop. And what made a little girl scream like this? Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's pretty loud. We will tell you and I'll fill you in with all that information. Yes, Pork Chop, you really could win $50,000. Next with Joe's Need to Know News. Hey, and then after that, one of my favorite things to do on the show, Song of the Day.